A Breath of Life radio broadcast, a ministry of Maranatha Seventh-day Adventist Church, located at 4615 South MacArthur Drive. That's the corner of MacArthur Drive and Willow Glen Street in Alexandria. You are cordially invited to worship with us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for Sabbath school and 10 a.m. for divine worship. Prayer meetings are held each Tuesday at 7 p.m. Maranatha continues to offer to our listeners free of charge Bible study lessons in a colorful and easy to understand format. A beautiful certificate is issued upon completion. The Extreme Praise Ministries is also sponsored by Maranatha. It is a community-based youth ministry of approximately 75 area youth. Its ministries include skits, puppetry, mimes, drama interpretation, praise dancing, and more. To request Extreme Praise Ministries for bookings at your church, family reunion, street ministry, or other events, or to request free Bible study lessons, please phone us at 448-4059 or toll free at 800-779-1787. Send comments or questions to P.O. Box 5502, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Thank you for listening to the Breath of Life broadcast. See you at Maranatha next Sabbath.
This is radio station KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Understanding how important the love walk is. Almost, I'm going to say it this way. Developing your faith in love. Amen. Everybody say, developing my faith in love. Now, do y'all know what that statement means? When I say developing your faith in love, that simply means that you are learning to trust the love of God and learning to trust in the way of love. In other words, that when you're faced with a situation, and you got two paths in front of you, a path of life and a path of death, a path of blessing and a path of curse. Amen. We know that love's way is the path of blessing. It's the path of life. It's the, you know, it's the way God would want you to go. It's love's way. But Satan will see to it that you have some options. In fact, you probably have more options to go different than the way the love of God would want you to go. Amen. How many of you ever had somebody really get under your skin? How many of you ever told somebody off and you knew you was wrong when you told them off? All right, what happened? Didn't you have another way? But you chose another way, right? Because at that time you thought that was the best way. And you know, we justify and say, now look, they just needed, somebody just needed to put them in their place. It was just time that somebody had to tell them like it was, and that somebody just happened to be me. Right? Why? Because we believe that was the right way. But love might have given you another option, but because sometimes when you walk in love, it looks like you're losing. Sometimes when you walk in love, it looks like you're accepting a lower place. It looks like you're giving somebody else the advantage on you. It seems like sometimes when you follow love, that others are going to take advantage of you, right? So what we do is we say, nope, not going to let them take advantage of me. I know love say me to do for me to do this, but, you know, I believe in this more than I believe in that. So what we want to talk about is that we want to develop our faith in love so that we consistently go the way of love instead of the way of the flesh. Because it's so easy to go the way of flesh. How many know we trained in flesh? You know, nobody had to teach a baby how to have a fit. Why a baby cry to get his way? Because it's the nature of the baby. If the baby wants something to eat, cry. Baby get wet, cry. And so what happens, babies grow up, but they never lose those baby-like ways. Even as children, we see children have fits when they can't get their way. You ever seen them stomp like this in fast motion and then go like that, hit the floor? Well, that's what they used to do. Now they do this, right? Can't get their way now. But they more bolder now. They'll hit you if they can't get their way. Y'all know I talked to you about that nerve that run right here from that gluteus maximus all the way up to your brain. That spanking ain't nothing but a taser. That's all it is. You hit them back here and something goes all the way to the mind, shocks them. Okay, I ain't doing it no more. Automatic adjustment in the attitude. Okay, I got it. But sometimes you might have to give them a spanking. You love them, but you can love them in the wrong way and not spank them. But love is the best way, amen? And there's scriptures in the Bible about the rod of correction. I was so glad when I read in Proverbs that I could spank my kids and they wasn't going to die. The Bible actually says that. It says that you can beat them with the rod, they shall not die. So I released my faith in that scripture right there. And I passed that faith on to my children. I say, now you're going to feel like you're about to die. But I got a word from God that says you can't. I cannot kill you by spanking you. I got a word from God on it. So you can rejoice that you're not going to die right now. Praise the Lord. You got to develop your faith in love. See, when you're given options to go the way of the flesh, to go the way of envy and strife, even to go the way of leading somebody else to do something wrong. Well, love is calling real loud and saying, no, go this way. But because we don't have faith in love, we think that love gonna make us weak. We think that following God's plan gonna make us meek and helpless. And sometimes it may seem like you're literally losing, but really you can't lose if you walk in love. Because the Bible tells us that love never fails. It may look like it in the natural, but love always wins out in the end. It always wins. Love cannot be defeated. Everybody say, love of God can't be defeated. You cannot defeat the love of God, because to defeat the love of God, you'd have to defeat God himself. Doesn't the Bible say God is love? And the Bible says he that dwells in love dwells in God and God in him. The Bible says when you walk in love, God's walking in you. Now how are you going to get beat? You got God walking in you. You're walking in him, he's walking in you, and you're choosing love's way. I'm going to tell you that's the best way. Amen. Now let me give you a scripture on what I'm talking about. Turn over to 1 John. Hallelujah. Everybody say, I love love. Say, I love love's way. Hallelujah. You have to choose to walk in love. It's a decision that you make. Hallelujah. Look at verse 16. 1 John 4, verse 16. Look at what John said right here in relationship to the love of God. He said, and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us or for us. God is love, and he that dwells in love dwells in God and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, How can he love God whom he have not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who love God love his brother also. So you see that love is actually a commandment. Amen. We have been commanded to walk in love. In fact, if you want God's best blessings, you're going to have to find the love walk. Every step out of love is a step into darkness, is a step into sin. It is a step away from the blessing of God. It is a step out of intimacy with God. Amen. Now, verse 16 says, we have known and believed the love that God hath for us. So you see, you have to know the love of God, yet know God loves you. And we talked about that on Sunday morning. You have to know God loves you. Then you have to believe in that love in the application of in your own walk with God. You have to believe in that love. In other words, you have to have faith that love is the right way. And once you discover love's way, you got to stick with it. Whether it looks like you're winning or losing, you just got to know that you can't lose with love. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now turn over to the book of James. Let's look at a few scriptures here. Look at James. All right, look at verse 25. James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verse 25. It says, but whosoever looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, and being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. Amen. So we see that there's a perfect law of liberty that you can walk in. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's a perfect law of liberty, and that law is the law of love. In fact, if you keep reading, you'll see that James called the love walk the royal law of God. It is the royal law. Amen. It is the law given to us by God. It's the royal law. Amen. And so we have to learn to respect that law, that there is a law of love, that when you walk in love, the blessing comes on you. Amen. When you walk in love, God will reveal himself to you. There'll be a different vision that you'll have that'll be different from what everybody else can see when you're walking in love, because God will reveal himself to you and not to somebody else. You can have two people sitting side by side in church, one getting revelation and the other one getting nothing. Right? Your love walk makes a difference whether you walk in love or not. But a lot of people just don't know what it is to walk in love. They don't know when they're in love and when they're not. So we have to know love, amen? And to know love is to know God. We have to get to know him to such a degree that we know what we're supposed to do in every given situation, and that we're going to choose the way of love. The Bible calls love the more excellent way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. The royal law. Hallelujah. I like that. Look at verse 8 of chapter 2. Look at verse 8. It says, for if you fulfill the royal law according to the scriptures, thou shalt love thy neighbors thyself, you do well. But if you have respect of persons, you commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors. So he says, listen, you need to fulfill this royal law. In other words, you need to live by it, you need to learn how to walk in it and move in it. Amen? Because that's where the anointing is. That's where the grace is. That's where the provision is. It is under the umbrella of love. Amen? Turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and 14. Look at verse 13 of chapter 13. It says, now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is what? Charity. Charity is the agape love. It is greater than faith and hope. Amen. But it can't exist without the other two either. Amen. These are all dependent upon one another. But the love of God is so powerful. Look at verse 14. It says, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts. Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. Listen to what the Amplified says. It says, eagerly pursue and seek to inquire this love. Make it your aim, your great quest, your earnest desire, and cultivate the spiritual endowments, gifts, especially that you may prophesy, interpret the divine will and purpose in inspired preaching and teaching. This scripture says, eagerly pursue and seek to acquire this love. Make it your aim, your great quest, and earnestly desire and cultivate the spiritual endowments, the spiritual gifts. So he said that love ought to be a quest. There should be such a desire in you to walk in the love of God, because we know that that is the perfect will of God. Jesus gave us one commandment. He said, one commandment I give in John 13:34. He said, and a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. So we had to make love our aim, even though the love of God is in us. Amen. Romans 5:5 says that God has poured forth his love into our heart by the Holy Ghost. Amen. So you have the love of God in you already. But that love can grow and increase. You have to learn how to walk in it. You have to learn how to trust in it. Amen. Do you know you can have all kind of trouble going on in your life and still increase in love? Do you know the scripture tells you to be rooted and grounded in love? We talked about that on Sunday morning. Are you rooted and grounded in love? Amen. How do you know if you're rooted and grounded in love? Well, can you get blown off the love walk real easy? Can somebody set you off real easy? Is it easy to get you in the flesh? How do you respond when you heard somebody talking about you? You talk about them back? Is it real easy for you to say, well, they can't talk, let me tell you a few things about them? You just got out of love. Who they talk about? Who can they talk about? See, when you're walking in love, you care about other people, because God cares about us. Amen? There's a whole nother aspect of the love of God that we're going to get into in the next 3 or 4 weeks that we got, while we're going to be focusing on love, because love at its peak is serving other people. Hallelujah. I want to learn how to walk in the love of God, because I know that's what pleases God. I know that's where God wants me to live. He wants us to dwell in his love. Amen. I've got the love of God in me, but I've got to learn how to walk in it. I've got to learn how to trust it. Most people don't trust the love of God, and that's why they go the way of the flesh. How many of you ever went the way of flesh? Everybody. You ever blew up at somebody? How many of you ever went back and apologized? Yeah. How many of you ever blew up at somebody and you couldn't apologize, even though you know you should? All right, so you didn't choose love's way. You went peace the way. Why didn't you apologize? Because of pride. Well, it's going to make me seem weak if I go and apologize to them. See, love will appear that way sometimes, but it's not. It really takes a lot of strength to do that. You see that? You see, it takes a lot of strength to do things right. Not everybody can do it the right way. Not everybody's going to walk in love. How many of you have taken this position? I'll walk in love with them if they walk in love with me. I mean, you know, you ain't never going to walk in love. If you're going to base your love walk on how somebody else treats you, then you're not going to make it. You're going to be in and out of the flesh, and you'll have a lot of disappointment and a lot of pain and a lot of unnecessary hurt. See, when you don't do it God's way, eventually somebody going to get hurt. There's a protection in doing things the right way. Amen? Amen. Say, I'm walking in the love of God. It is possible for you to go through hell and high water and increase in love at the same time, and your faith grow. You see, trials and tribulations, just because you're having a difficult time and things are not working out for you, doesn't mean that you're supposed to stop walking in love. Some people, when trouble happens, they just stop walking in love. They say, look, the next person, look, I done had a bad day, things ain't going right. The next person come around me, they gonna get it. Can't do that and walk in love. Right? How many of y'all ever did that? All of us. See, we all have had love failures. There ain't nobody here that hadn't had a love failure. But what we want to do is we want to focus in on what's the right way to do it, and let's do it love's way consistently. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, before the sun set, the devil will get on some of y'all and mess you up. But we believe God for the power of the Holy Spirit and your agreement with the word. And you say, Pastor, I'm not getting messed up today. How many of y'all can live the next 4 hours in love? Right? You say, well, I'll be sleeping too. So that'll be easy. I'll be sleeping too. I believe I can make that. Glory to God. I think I can do that. Hallelujah. How many of you can walk in love real good if you slept most of the time? How many of you have trouble walking in love when you wake up? How many of y'all grumpy in the morning? How many of you wake up with a bad attitude? Nobody want to be around you early in the morning. You know why? You ain't walking in love. Husband shouldn't get up and say, woman, where my breakfast at? And the woman shouldn't say, get your own breakfast. I ain't fixing you nothing. And see, she ain't walking in love either. So you got hell on your hands to start the day off wrong. The Bible said if you want good days and a long life, you had to keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. You see, most of the time, the beginning of a bad day starts right there between your lips with the wrong words spoken early in the morning could turn your life into a somersault the rest of the day. So you had to make sure the best time to walk in love is when you first wake up. You start thanking God that you got the love of God in you. When somebody's rubbed you the wrong way, you need to back up and take a deep breath and say, now, I know what my flesh want to do. Right? I know what flesh wants to do. So I'm not going to walk in the flesh. I'm going to discipline myself to walk in love. You cannot walk in love without discipline. You got to have a determination. There has to be an eager desire in you. Eagerly pursue it. That means we got to go after love. And the reason why a lot of times in churches, when somebody say, we're going to talk about walking in love, and everybody want to just shut down. In a lot of churches, they'll shut down. They'll put the brakes on. Why? Because they in offense with somebody. Right? They just got out of a fuss. They just had hell break loose in their house. They don't want to hear about walking in love because they didn't get their point in yet. I walk in love after I get my side out. Right? Instead of just saying, I'm going to let it go. We're going to trust God. Because love is the best way. It is the most excellent way. Love is the most excellent way. It's the most excellent way. Hallelujah. Everybody say, love is the most excellent way. If you want to live excellence, if you want to have excellence in your life, you have to learn how to perfect your love walk. And one way that you perfect your love walk is by obeying the word. See, that word will rise up in you. If you put that word in, that word will rise up in you every time you need it and say, no, don't do that. The scripture say this right here. See, the scripture says this here. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, empty arrogance. Don't do anything out of strife. In other words, don't do anything with a revenge motive. Don't do anything, say, I'm going to pay them back. Y'all listen to me? Somebody do you wrong, say, I know how I'm going to get them back. I'm going to make them pay. See, when you do that, you're acting in strife. The Bible says, don't do it in strife. Don't do anything out of strife. Don't do anything out of strife. Let nothing be done through strife or empty arrogance. Don't do anything out of pride. In other words, I'm going to show them that they're wrong. I'm going to prove that you're wrong. I'm going to show you up. In fact, when I finish with you, you're going to feel about this big. And boy, I'm going to be like this. I'm going to be big shot. I'll show you how big shot I am. Well, all of that's flesh. God's never pleased with any of that. He never is and he never will be. Amen. We have to make love our aim. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Let's look at that. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. You should already be there. Your love can grow even though you're having difficult times. So walking in strife. Walking in anger, walking in bitterness, holding on to a grudge or some offense or some unforgiveness in your life is never an excuse to not walk in love. You say, well, Pastor, if you knew what I've been through, you'd understand why I'm not walking in love. There's never an excuse for walking out of the love of God. Amen. How many of you have been forgiven all your sins? Amen. How'd you get it? You asked for it, right? It was God's grace, right? Well, you have to extend grace to other people that sin against you. Y'all remember Peter, he tried to be smart. Lord, how many times do I have to forgive my brother if he sinned against me? Seven times? See, Peter thought he was smart. Seven times? That's a good number. God likes seven. Hallelujah. Seven number of completion. Right? Somebody must have messed Peter up bad. He want to know, how many times do I have to forgive this fellow here that keep messing with me? Seven times. Can I get him on the eighth one? When is payback due? When can I get him back? I want to know when I can pay him back. How many times? And so if you're doing that, he's keeping a notebook. All right, that's one time. I'm going to forgive you. Glory to God. One time. You sin against me one. You know that old saying? Say, you do me wrong one time, right? Shame on you. Do me wrong two times, what? Shame on me. Which means ain't gonna be no third time. We watched a movie the other night. I don't even remember the name of it. What was it? Who? Madea. Madea jumped on a boy on the bus. Y'all remember that? She jumped on him, and after she said, I've been fighting all my life. And Lord knows I love Harpo. Lord knows I love Harpo. But before I let Harpo beat me, I'll kill him dead. I'll kill him. I've been fighting all my life. See, some people got that chip on the shoulder. I've been messed up all my life. I'll be if I let somebody else mistreat me. I'll kill them first. Then we got some Christians say, you mess with me, I'm gonna kill you then, pray for God to raise you from the dead. You mess with me, I'll kill you and then pray for God to raise you from the dead. That's all wrong too. It sounds good, but see, that's flesh at its best. You got to choose love. Hallelujah. You really had to see the benefit in it to really want it, to desire. See, he said, eagerly pursue it. Why don't people eagerly pursue the love walk? You know why? Because they see damage coming to them instead of help. They think, if I walk in love, I'm going to be taken advantage of. If I walk in love, other people are going to get over on me. If I walk in love, I'm going to be a wimp. And so people push away and they back up and say, I walk in love to a certain degree. Like Peter, Lord, how many times? Seven? How many times I got to forgive? Seven times? That means Peter wants to count. How many times somebody could mess him up and he still had to let it go? Because he understood what forgiveness was all about. It means letting them go with no revenge, no payback. Letting them go scot-free, it don't seem right, does it? Don't seem right. But that's just the way love is. You see, it don't seem right for God to forgive all of us. None of us had to pay for our sin. None of us. None of us got to pay for them. Nobody that received Jesus had to pay for their sin. Jesus bore them all. He took them. He cleansed us from them. Don't seem right, does it? Don't seem fair. But that's the way it is in the eyes of God. So Jesus had to correct Peter's thinking. And I know he challenged. He said, Peter, I'm not telling you seven times, but 70 times seven. Now I knew that blew him away. You know how many times that is? 490 times, right? How many of y'all gonna let somebody offend you 490 times in one day? There ain't a person sitting in here gonna take that kind of abuse. Ain't nobody here. You're gonna let somebody mistreat you 490 times. After the first or second time, you gone. I ain't even talking to them no more. That's it. I had, Pastor, some people, you just got to cut them off. You just gotta, you got to seek peace with all men as much as be possible. And then after that, you just got to cut them loose. Baby, I love you, but I can't have no dealings with you. See human love? See how limited it is? See, human love won't take you very far. Human love, one or two, three times, that's it. I've had it. How many say, look, I have had it up to here. Oh, enough is enough, and too much stinks. You ever told anybody that? Look, I had it up to here. That means I can't take no more. That's a warning. That's a warning. Right? When you tell them you done had it up to here, that means I'm warning you, don't say another word to me. That's a warning. You done stepped over, you done got on top of my last nerve. I didn't know you was counting. I didn't even know you knew how many you had. But you found that last one. You found the last nerve. The last one you got. That's the last one I got. See, you don't come to the end of yourself. That's the last one I got. Love of God will take you past that where you'll never get to that point.